In order to better understand the concept of Kriya, that form of tefillah, calling out to Hashem, we have to delve into the mitzvah of bitachin in Hashem. Bitachin is one of Hashem's midos, meaning how He relates to us. If we trust in Hashem, then He will save us, and look after us, and provide for us. As it says, Lo yikamu lo netzach kol ha'chosim bach. Those who rely on Hashem, those who bask under His shade, will never be humiliated. They will always have trust. They will always be able to rely on their trust. The Medrash in Tehillim says, this is a mashal to a bandit who is captured, and they were whipping him. And then he cries out, I'm related to the king. So his captors, the police, not wanting to risk the king's wrath, they bring him to the king. And the king asks him, exactly how are you my relation? And the man answers, because I depend on you. So the king says, if you do depend on me, then it is my job to save you. So likewise, the mere fact that we depend on Hashem to save us is a reason in and of itself why He will save us. This is something which is debated, but the Rishonim speak this out very clearly, the Chevis Halvavos and others. The Gra explains the pasuk HaBeteach Bashem Chesed Yisavivenu, one who trusts in Hashem will be surrounded by kindness, meaning even if a person is totally not the servant of that kindness, like even a Rasha, through Bitachin, we find favor in Hashem's eyes, even though our actions don't live up to that. However, the Brisker Rav explains that the definition of Bitachin is when we recognize the difficulty, the desperate situation we're in, and nevertheless rely on Hashem. Only in as much that we know that we are in a frightfully scary predicament, and we're fully aware of how in need we are, and then we rely on Hashem because we know He can save us, that's true bitachin. And then we can merit that Hashem will save us because we're relying on Him. At times, people don't recognize the severity of their situation. The Brisker Rav would talk about Rosh Hashanah in this way. We don't really understand what it means to undergo Hashem's judgment. We don't fear it because we don't know it. And if we don't fear it, we can't convince ourselves that we're truly relying on Hashem, and that's what we're counting on, because we're simply not afraid to begin with. Ignorance is bliss. That's not bitachin. That's ignorance. That's what the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yoim Ira, Ani Alecha Evtach. On a day that I'm afraid, will I rely on you? That's bitachin. When I'm afraid, I rely on you. According to this, the greater the difficulty one is in, the greater level of bitachin is required. If a person is faced by a single dangerous man in a dark alley, they need one level of belief that Hashem can save them, because it's not so hard for them to picture how they can get saved. There's a lot of different things can happen. So they need belief, they need bitachin for them not to be afraid, or for them to be afraid but rely on Hashem. It's one level of bitachin. But if they're faced with a whole troop of soldiers looking to harm them, chas v'shalom, it requires a belief that Hashem can perform miracles and save them even from a situation like that. And that is true bitachin. That kind of reliance in and of itself merits that Hashem will save us. For a person without merit, a rasha, to rely on Hashem, that takes great bitachin. Because not only is he in a desperate situation, he also knows that he probably deserves this, just as that bandit deserved to be whipped. It requires a powerful belief in Hashem's capability for mercy, to have midas harachamim beyond our level of understanding, to rely on Hashem and hope He'll save us. For a tzaddik, it's much simpler, because he knows that he has served Hashem all this time, and although no one is perfect, it's much easier to rely on Hashem and hope that He will answer our call, our prayer. Our prayer is because we've been trying to serve Him all this time, and we've done our best to be good citizens, so to speak, to be tzaddikim, to serve Hashem, and we know that We might have failings, we might have imperfections, but it's much easier to rely on Hashem and hope that He'll listen to us. For a Rasha, it requires much, much greater level of belief.